morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Well, you are opening at the center a play called Marvin's Room, opening on the 21st and running through Sunday the 2nd. So talk about this show. I'm not familiar with it.
Not many people are familiar with it. It was a play that was written in 1990 by a Chicago-based playwright named Scott McPherson. And it had a successful run in Chicago and then played in New York, where it won several awards, including the Drama Desk Award. It was written by Scott McPherson, sort of inspired by his partner's struggle with AIDS and HIV. And his partner tragically passed away during the writing of the play. And even more tragically, Scott McPherson passed away shortly after the play achieved some success.
Wow.
It was turned into a movie with Meryl Streep, Diane Keaton, Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro.
Called Marvin's Room.
And Scott McPherson had just completed the screenplay before he passed away. So he really didn't survive to see the enormous success of the play and then the movie. And basically, as a lot of plays of the late 80s, early 90s were, there was a definite AIDS allegory or analogy going on there. It concerns a woman named Bessie, who moved to Florida 20 years previous to the play's beginning to take care of her father, Marvin, who had suffered a stroke, and her aunt Ruth as well, who was had three cracked vertebrae from childhood. So basically, she spent her entire adult life being a caretaker.
Yeah,
and she finds out very early in the play that she has leukemia, which is what her mother passed away from. So a lot of the play has to do with what happens when the caretaker becomes the caretakee, and she has to reach out to her estranged sister who lives in Ohio still to see if there's a bone marrow compatibility with her or with her two sons. And in spite of the sort of heavy nature of the play itself, it's filled with comedy and filled with lighter moments. And one of the things I love about the play is how people deal with tragic events in their lives through humor and how they have to keep moving forward.
Right.
And looking forward to tomorrow and not giving into the despair that could be today.
Right. It seems like some of the most seemingly hideous of events in life kind of carry along with them their own brand of humor.
Exactly. Exactly. And everybody in the play has some sort of affliction and some sort of something they have to deal with and overcome, or at least try to overcome.
How long has the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center been in existence?
This is the third full season of the Performing Arts Center. I think that's right. I think we opened about 3 years ago. We opened at the production of Christmas Carol, and I believe that was 2010. So this will be the third full season.
And what sorts of shows have you done over these 3 years?
We've done a wide variety of shows, Christmas Carol being a holiday staple. Everything from classics like The Glass Menagerie to newer plays such as Dead Man's Cell Phone, which was done last year, Private Lives, Noel Coward. We're going to be doing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf this season.
I hope you've got a cast for that. That's
a cast
hard
for
one.
That. Yeah, I think I'm not at liberty to say who it is, but
okay.
I think we've got it. I think we've got it said. It is a tough one, but a good welcome challenge.
Any other plans for the future in terms of expanding it? I mean, it seems like in the North County, there's been increased interest in theater over time, like a whole sort of new version of the Raven Theater opening further south, and so on.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that because I'm now the artistic director of the Raven Theater, of the Raven Players, who, as you know, do their plays in the Raven Performing Arts Theater in Healdsburg, and now the new space in Windsor. So many people think, oh my gosh, the Raven Players are moving, but they're not. We're just expanding.
We'll
have two spaces now. And what we're hoping to do now in the future is do a nice a collaboration with the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center, since it's a 99-seat theater. The new space in Windsor for the Raven will be about a 100-seat theater. So there'll be some nice collaborations there where we can exchange shows, do a play maybe for 2 weeks in Cloverdale, bring it down to Windsor for a week, and vice versa. So we're seeing it as a nice triangle for the North County to
Excellent.
Share
That's
resources.
Great. Stephen, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this show. And let's tell people once again that the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center will be presenting Marvin's Room, opening on February 21st and playing through Sunday the 2nd with Sunday matinees and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday performances at 8 p.m. For information, the telephone number is 894-2214, online cloverdaleperformingarts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.